Fellow South Africans, I address you this evening as we begin a new chapter in our struggle against the coronavirus. Earlier today, the Deputy President, David Mabuza, Minister of Health, Dr. Zweline Mkhize, Minister Khumbudzo Ntshavheni, Acting Minister in the Presidency, and I received our country's first consignment of COVID-19 vaccines. The consignment, consisting of 1 million doses of the Covishield vaccine produced by the Serum Institute in India, arrived at OR Tambo International Airport this afternoon. This vaccine was developed by the pharmaceutical company called AstraZeneca, together with the University of Oxford in the United Kingdom. South Africa was one of the countries where clinical trials were held to assess the drug's efficacy. The arrival of these vaccines contains the promise that we can turn the tide on this disease that has caused so much devastation and hardship in our country and across the world. The speed and scale at which new vaccines have been developed is unprecedented in human history and represents the monumental progress that humanity has achieved in the face of a common threat. South Africa has been part of this incredible journey by the global community in search of a lasting solution to COVID-19 pandemic. I want to thank all South Africans who participated in various vaccine trials on a voluntary basis and commend all the researchers who led these studies. Many of our researchers have participated in groundbreaking research in the field of genomics, providing new information about the virus, leading to the identification of the variant now known as 501YV2. Now that the vaccines have arrived, they will be tested at the National Control Laboratory to confirm that their integrity has been maintained during transportation from India to South Africa. After testing, they'll be distributed across the country to thousands of our health workers who every day put their own lives at risk to save others. We must ensure their protection as they fight for ours. In accordance with our phased rollout strategy developed through the interministerial committee that is led by the Deputy President, all healthcare workers in the public and private sectors will be prioritized for vaccination. Provincial health departments have submitted their distribution plans, and we have identified about 200 facilities throughout the country to which the vaccines can be distributed. Once we have completed the vaccination of health workers, we will move to phase two of the national vaccine strategy, which will include essential workers, people over 60 years, people with comorbidities, in other words, other health challenges, as well as those living in places such as nursing homes and hostels. In phase three, we will extend the vaccination program to the rest of the adult population. I know that many of you will be asking yourselves all the important questions. How will you access the vaccine if you fall in the categories to which I have referred? The Department of Health has developed an electronic vaccine data system to streamline the vaccine registration and rollout process. This will allow us to capture all relevant data which is associated with the administration of the vaccine. This system allows a person to make an appointment as soon as they qualify for a vaccination at the vaccine center closest to where they are. The system will record vaccinations as they are administered. As I said during my previous address, we are sourcing our vaccines from a number of suppliers. In addition to the 1 million Covishield doses that we've just received today, we expect another 500,000 doses from the Serum Institute of India to arrive later in February. We have secured 12 million doses in total from the global COVAX facility, which operates under the WHO, which has indicated that it will release approximately 2 million doses by March. We have secured 9 million vaccine doses from Johnson & Johnson, commencing with delivery in the second quarter. Johnson & Johnson has contracted Aspen, one of our pharmaceutical companies here in South Africa, to manufacture their vaccines at their plant, manufacturing plant in Nelson Mandela Bay. In addition, Pfizer has committed 20 million vaccine doses, commencing with deliveries in the second quarter. We are in advanced negotiations with manufacturers to secure additional supplies. South Africa will also receive an allocation of vaccine doses through the African Union, which has been negotiating with manufacturers to secure vaccines for the entire continent on a pooled basis. Through the African Vaccine Acquisition Task Team of the African Union, which is led by Mr. Strive Masiyiwa from Zimbabwe, on which our Health Minister, Dr. Zweli Mkhize, also sits, we have to date secured 1 billion vaccines for the entire continent. 700 million of these will come through the global COVAX facility, and 300 million have been facilitated by the African Vaccine Acquisition Task Team. We will be getting other vaccines that will be donated by various private sector companies to add to the vaccines that our continent needs. MTN, which is one of our companies that operates across a number of countries on the African continent, has made a donation of $25 million to procure 7 million vaccines, which will be made available to countries on the African continent within a matter of weeks. And it is from these that our immediate neighbors, who we are also concerned about, like Lesotho, Eswatini, Botswana, Zimbabwe, Mozambique, and Namibia, who are immediately around us, and to those countries many of our people travel to and their people also come here, they will also benefit fairly soon from this facility or from this donation. I would like to applaud MTN for this generous donation, and I call upon private sector companies to follow the example that has been set by MTN. A considerable amount of work has been done with the private sector, and I'm pleased that there is strong commitment to support every aspect of the national vaccine rollout effort. This includes funding when needed, logistics, distribution and administration. This has manifested in tight collaboration between the public and the private sector through a range of work streams, meetings that have been meeting on a daily basis to achieve a successful rollout. We aim to secure enough doses to achieve herd immunity, also known as population immunity, which I prefer. This is when enough of the population is immune to the virus, to provide indirect protection to those who are not immune. This should bring the spread of the virus under control. Our scientists estimate that we will likely reach herd immunity once around 67% of our people are immune. This amounts in our case to around 40 million people in South Africa. We will leave no stone unturned in our efforts to make sure that enough vaccine doses are secured to reach population immunity in our country. The vaccines that we are procuring have gone through meticulous multi-stage testing processes, including large trials involving thousands of people. In addition to determining their effectiveness, these trials are also designed to identify side effects and safety concerns. Independent regulators then review the data from these trials to ensure that they are not harmful. The vaccines that we are procuring have been shown to be safe in large clinical trials across multiple countries. We all want to be free of this disease. We all want to be safe, and for those we love to also be safe. We aim to make the vaccine available to all adults living in South Africa, regardless of their citizenship or resident status. We will be putting in place measures to deal with the challenge of undocumented migrants in our country so that, as with all other people, we can properly record and track their vaccination history. It is in the best interests of all that as many of us receive the vaccine as possible. But I want to be clear, nobody will be forced to take this vaccine. I want to repeat, nobody will be forced to take this vaccine. Nobody will be forbidden from traveling to wherever they want to travel to, including from enrolling at school or from taking part in any public activity if they have not been vaccinated. Nobody will be given this vaccine against their will, nor will the vaccine be administered in secret or in some dark corners. Any rumors to this effect are both false and dangerous, and we would like those who are spreading these rumors to stop. Fellow South Africans, the first set of good news is the arrival of the vaccine today. The second is that we have recorded our lowest daily increase in infections since the beginning of December of last year. In fact, the average rate of new infections has been steadily coming down over the last 3 weeks, indicating that we have now passed the peak of the second wave. In the past 7 days, the daily average of new infections was around 5,500, compared to just over 10,000 infections in the previous 7 days. In other words, the average number of daily new infections has come down to almost half of what it was. The number of hospital admissions has also been falling. At the peak of the second wave, we recorded over 2,300 hospital admissions in a day. This has now fallen to 295 hospital admissions by the 29th of January. While all the indicators are heading in the right direction, we are still experiencing relatively high rates of transmission. We are pleased that across the country, most people are adhering to the restrictions we have had to impose and are diligently observing the basic health measures needed to prevent infection. I want to thank the millions of South Africans who had to endure restrictions on their movement and activities so that infections could be contained and lives could be saved. You have understood that no walk on the beach, no picnic in the park, and no late party is worth the loss of life that has been prevented by these restrictions. While these restrictions are temporary, the loss of life is permanent. Nevertheless, we know that the measures necessary to contain the spread of the virus have caused great hardship and difficulty for some people. We are acutely aware that these restrictions have negatively affected businesses and threatened jobs in the hospitality, the tourism, and related industries. That is why we are determined that such restrictions should not continue any longer than is absolutely necessary to contain the pandemic as well as to minimize the loss of life. It is for this reason that we will continue to work with business and labor in these sectors to revive businesses, to restore jobs both in the immediate and long term. Over the last few days, we have assessed the state of the pandemic. We have sought the advice of our experts and consulted with representatives of the provincial, local governments, as well as our traditional leaders. With a clear decline in new infections, hospital admissions, and deaths, Cabinet has decided to steadily ease a number of restrictions under adjusted level 3. The first, the hours of the curfew will now be from 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. Establishments where people go for either entertainment or otherwise will need to close by 10 p.m. so as to allow their customers and staff to return home by curfew time commencing. The second, faith-based gatherings will now be permitted, subject to health protocols. Such gatherings may not exceed 50 people for indoor venues and 100 people for outdoor venues. Where the venue is too small to accommodate these numbers within appropriate social distancing, then no more than 50% of the capacity of the venue may be used. Thirdly, public places such as beaches, dams, rivers, parks, and public swimming pools will be reopened subject to health protocols. Restrictions on the sale of alcohol will be eased. The sale of alcohol by licensed premises for off-site consumption will be permitted from Mondays to Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Duty-free shops, registered wineries, wine farms, microbreweries, and microdistilleries will be able to sell alcohol for off-site consumption during their normal licensed operating hours. The sale of alcohol by licensed premises for on-site consumption, such as restaurants and taverns and places like that, will be permitted throughout the week from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. These changes have been made possible by the significant reduction in COVID-19 hospital admissions across all provinces, reducing the pressure on beds and hospital personnel. I want to call on all of us to drink responsibly, so that we do not experience a spike in trauma cases or an increase in infections due to reckless behavior. As we ease restrictions once again, the responsibility on each and every one of us as individuals becomes even much greater. Let us remember that despite the clear progress we have made, the number of new cases is still high, and there is an ever-present danger of a resurgence. It is therefore necessary to maintain the country on coronavirus alert level 3, indicating the continued high risk of transmission. Several prevention measures will remain in place. Social gatherings, political events, traditional council meetings, and gatherings at sports grounds will not be permitted. This does not include religious gatherings and funerals and other limited exceptions as detailed in the regulations, such as restaurants, museums, and gyms. Funerals may not be attended by more than 50 people, and there needs to be social distancing, hand sanitizing, and mask wearing. It remains compulsory for every person in South Africa to wear a mask in a public space. Even as we roll out the vaccination program throughout the year, and as we steadily work to reduce the number of new infections, we will need to continue to observe careful precautions to reduce transmission. This is particularly important as the new variant of the virus, 501Y.V2, is now widespread across the country. We know that it is more infectious than the earlier strain and is therefore far more likely to drive another resurgence of infections and increase the demand of our health on our health facilities. We also know much more about the patterns of infection. If a member of a household has COVID-19 and hygiene measures are not implemented or observed, the chances are high that infection will spread to persons in the same household. We have seen this happening. Therefore, people who discover that they have been exposed to the virus or are COVID-19 positive, they should isolate themselves at home away from other members of the family or household. Or if this is not possible, they should go to a government quarantine facility. Being in crowded places or spending time in closed, unventilated spaces dramatically increases the risk of contracting the virus. For this reason, you must avoid indoor spaces wherever possible and open windows to limit the spread of the virus through the air. Research has shown that the risk of transmission of the virus is almost 20 times higher indoors than in outdoor settings. We continue to ask all South Africans to keep a safe distance of 1.5 meters from other people at all times. We urge employers to allow their employees to work from home wherever possible and not to risk transmission where it is not absolutely necessary to do so. And remember, even if you do not have symptoms, you can still pass the virus to other people. So it is important that we continue wearing our masks and ensure that our masks cover our noses and mouths wherever and whenever we are in public spaces. If you must have interactions with friends and family, do so outside as much as you possibly can. Since the very first case of COVID-19 was discovered in our country, we have mobilized all of the resources at our disposal to protect the lives and livelihoods of all South Africans. We've been extremely fortunate to receive support from all over the world. This evening, I wish to recognize in particular the selfless and unwavering assistance of the government and the people of Cuba. True to its history, this small island nation has demonstrated solidarity with the hardest hit countries and sent more than 3,700 Cuban medical people throughout the world to assist in the fight against COVID-19. In recognition of this effort, the South African Cabinet has approved a proposal to nominate the Henry Reeve International Contingent of Doctors specialized in disaster situations and serious epidemics, or as they are commonly known, the Cuban Medical Brigade, for the 2021 Nobel Peace Prize. In Africa alone, the brigade had treated more than 38,000 people by the end of November of 2020. They are currently still active in many countries, including here in South Africa. We extend our sincerest gratitude to the people of Cuba for this great demonstration of solidarity and humanity. Like so many people around the world, we have suffered tremendous loss and endured great sacrifices. Our lives have changed in profound ways, and we've been forced to adapt to a new and difficult circumstance. Now, thanks to the heroic efforts of our health workers, the tireless work of our scientists, the bravery of our frontline workers, and the determination of each and every South African, we can finally imagine a world where the virus has been brought under control. It is up to us to bring that world into being. It is up to us not to let down our guard and to prevent a third wave of infections. It is up to us to protect ourselves, our families, and our communities. Fellow South Africans, it is also up to us to get vaccinated as soon as we are eligible and stop the virus from spreading any further. Above all, it is up to all of us to keep the flame of hope alive, to remain determined in our commitment to one another and to our country. I am confident that together we will overcome, and we will recover, and we will rebuild. May God continue to bless South Africa and protect her people. Nkosi sikelela iAfrika, Morena boloka sechaba sa Yesu. Hosi katekisa Afrika Dzonga, Here CN said Africa. Mudzimu fatocheza Afrika Tshipembe. Ndi alibuwa. Nda. I thank you.